on here on this Tuesday, April 16th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We got the systems all up and running again. Appreciate Todd letting us know we got that fixed this morning. When I filed for the State House, they handed me a sheet of paper that has to do with something that I've never seen before. Never seen it before, ever. Not when I ran for state senate in 2010, ran again in 2022. Didn't see it, didn't know anything about it. But it has to do with a new law. And that law is the personal financial disclosure filing obligations. Starting in April of 2024, certain state-level office holders and candidates, people who file, will be required to publicly disclose certain personal financial information in accordance with the changes passed by the voters contained in Proposal 1 of 2022, and as promulgated under Public Act 281 through 284, Public Act 267 of 2023. These requirements apply to all current office holders and candidates for any of the following state-level positions: governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, state senator, and state representative, which as filing as a candidate for the 104th state representative, I have to do this. Information required to be disclosed: employers, property and other assets, blind trusts, spouses' employment and lobbying information, securities, investments, employment agreements, liabilities, lobbyist interactions, earned and unearned income, positions in organizations, any interests with state contracts, account access. An electronic filing system for personal financial disclosure is under development by the Bureau of Elections. Each filer will be required to obtain a State of Michigan MI login username and password to access the system. Filers cannot utilize their state employee MI login if they work for the State of Michigan. For more information and obtain your MI login, please visit MI login site. Dates and deadlines. The Bureau of Elections is currently developing the required electronic forms and instructions for completion that must be used to submit filings, which will be published to the Bureau of Elections website for public viewing. All office holders, State Senator John DeMoos, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel, plus any candidate running for state representative, has to file this for public viewing. All office holders and candidates should mark their 2024 calendars with the following information and dates to help them be prepared. March 14th, official forms and instructions will be made available for all the filers on or before March 14th. Please regularly visit the website as all information, forms, instructions, and additional updates will be posted there. April 15th. That was yesterday. All currently serving office holders must file on or before this date. May 15th, about a month from now, all candidates for those specific offices running for office must file on or before May 15th. Late filing fees will be assessed for any filings received late or not received at all. Have questions? They have an email address. learn more. They give the actual proposal one of 2022 along with the enabling legislation, the Public Acts 281, 282, 283, 284, and 267 of 2023. This is what they gave me at the Bureau of Elections when I went down and filed. MERS news story, as of 5 p.m. yesterday, the deadline for submitting public officer financial disclosures has now passed. But State Representative Mike Harris, Republican from Clarkston, told MERS news service that the rollout of the financial disclosure webpage on the MITN online filing system was riddled with complications and timeouts. Department of State Senior Press Secretary Sherry Hardman said the Bureau of Elections has responded to and is providing technical support to public officers having issues with the systems, which was designed, built, and tested. All of that was done in just 7 weeks. State Representative Harris said when he first began to file on April 8th, he could not get past the registration page, where you go in and log in and basically try to register. That was the first issue. Well, fields that were made optional under 2022 Proposal 1 financial disclosure requirements were listed as being mandatory to fill out on the site. And Harris said he couldn't register without including all that information, including a section that allowed public officers to add a preparer's name, like a treasurer or a campaign accountant, when filing the disclosure forms. Well, if it's optional, why did they make it mandatory in order to even register on the website? You don't have to provide all the information as being optional, but according to them, to be able to continue, you must provide the information. Harris said he reached out via email to the Bureau of Elections and actually shared it with MERS News Service. He took screenshots of the problems he was having. He received one response to his email, but yet nothing. I've yet to get a response even today, the deadline filing date for office holders. Adding that House Republicans Central Staff's legal team has since been interacting with the Secretary of State's office to get the necessary changes made along with the House Democrats' legal team. Harris said other problems included frequent errors, issues with editing lobbying disclosure information, and the requirement forms must be repeatedly edited or resubmitted in order for the information to be sent before it's lost. Many times the fields would be halfway filled out and he'd be timed off of the website. While he said the Bureau of Elections would quickly address the issues that were successfully brought to their attention quickly within 24 hours, it was very obvious they did not vet this thing very well. Well, of course they didn't. First of all, the state of Michigan did it. And of course, Jonathan Brader, the director of Bureau of Elections, who in my opinion is completely incompetent, politically biased, I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats were able to file this information, but the Republicans weren't. That's how politically biased Jonathan Brader is. And then late filing fees will be assessed for any filings received late or not at all. Never saw this form before in my life, but it is something I'm going to have to do. and even current state representatives, office holders, have got to do it as well. Well, so far, Harris is the only one that was willing to talk to MERS News Service about it, bring the attention to the news agency, and get them to interact with the Bureau of Elections. Now, from the state side, Hardman said, due to the enactment date of the legislation, which was 90 days after they went out of legislative session last year because it didn't have immediate effect because six Republican state senators would not support immediate effect, it went into effect on February the 14th. Now, she's claiming that due to the enactment date of the actual legislation and the required launch date, according to the financial disclosure system, the developer that created it only had 7 weeks to design, build, and test the whole system. Okay, I got a very simple question. You knew the legislation was coming into enforcement. You had since November of last year, 2023, knowing full well that on February 15th, it would go into immediate effect. Why did you wait until it became an enacted law for you to create the website? She said the system developer did identify and correct some of the bugs that were previously causing errors when some users inputted their data. But as of Wednesday, this was last Wednesday, all these issues appeared to be fixed. Well, wait a minute. State Representative Harris was trying to do it yesterday, tax day, April 15th, the actual filing deadline for state representatives. Gets kicked out of the system, times out, mandatory, data must be inputted when it says optional, all kinds of screw-ups in the system. Hardman added that the Bureau has been working with any public officers having issues, providing technical support as they complete the financial disclosure forms. They are also offering a one-hour instructional webinar with training on the system and required disclosures. Oh, looking forward to that hour of my life I'll never get back. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Housekeeping, a couple of text messages. Craig says, this sounds like how well the Obamacare website worked when it was first put together. Absolutely. Exactly the situation. Here's the other problem. Information that is optional per the law, based on Proposal 1 that was passed, the enabling legislation, that's what it's called. You put a ballot proposal together, you collect the signatures, you put it on the ballot, the voters pass it, then it's up to the legislature to pass the laws to implement the referendum or ballot initiatives intent. Who was in control of the House and the Senate? Who was the governor? What party? The Democrats. The Democrats basically drafted this legislation. They're the ones that passed the laws, working with the Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, again, a communist Democrat, appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They worked together. They worked together to create the legislation to enable the ballot proposal. So anytime you know you want something messed up, let Lansing do it. They then took the enabling legislation, retained a vendor to provide the website that followed the laws that they passed that was required per Proposal 1. That's the problem. Well, as of last Friday, April 12th, 52 elected officials of the 152 required to file had fully filed, along with 6 candidates running for office who have filed it before the May 15th deadline. Additionally, 87 elected officials had at least completed their registration, and 13 haven't submitted anything at all. MERS did not identify anyone who had yet to file, but Hardman said that in the future, both the Bureau and filers will have more time and familiarity with this process based on the training that they're offering via the one-hour video. We're taking all feedback into consideration as we update the website for future and other feedbacks on the law. Feedbacks, okay? We look forward to working with lawmakers on any improvements to the law in the future to ensure the adequate resources and time for implementation takes place. See, this, I got to tell you, folks, their previous system called MERTS, absolute same exact failures in that system. If anybody has ever worked in MERTS like Vicky has, she was so frustrated, she would end up calling these people, talking to them while she was online trying to fill out the information. And they still couldn't get it to work, not on her computer. Yeah, anytime you want something screwed up, just let Lansing bureaucrats be a part of it. Exactly. So, anyway, kind of interesting. And again, I'd never seen that form before. Why? Because it was a newly passed set of laws that the Democrats had to pass. And I got to be honest with you, most of the Republicans voted against it. So we'll see where this goes. We're going to follow this story. Obviously, it impacts many, many candidates running for office this year. But most importantly, all of the current elected officials, officers they're calling them, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and all the state senators. So, kind of interesting. Because if you take 110 state reps, 38 state senators, plus the quadrant, governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and attorney general, 152 people. And right now, only 52 have fully filed the necessary documents per yesterday's deadline. So let's see if they enforce their late fees for filing late. This is going to be interesting. Or will they make an exception carve out for themselves? Not candidates, but current elected officials. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Dar, I'll be sending you the Crawford County flyer. Appreciate you asking for that. And I've got others requesting the MAC information. I got a text from Lewis Hitz. By the way, candidate for county commissioner there in Mackinac County. Lewis, H-I-T-T-S. If he's on your ballot, August 6th, vote for him. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231 34